This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
As Ed knows, another one in the books. Oh, there you go. Whatever you did there. Something clicked in. Did you notice that?
Much better.
Much better. Ed's magical. See, he doesn't even have to do nothing. He thinks good thoughts. Good thoughts come. Right, Ed? Okay.
You got it.
Okay. Frank's. Let's talk about Frank's a little bit here. He's a number one guy. Frank's Restaurant and Pizza. He makes the New York pizza. And he does it the real deal. He's over there at 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin. You want to catch him online? How you know he's New York? He says pies. FranksPizzaPies.com. So give him a phone call at 216-6963. As I said, I've gotten in trouble many times because I do business with a lot of different pizzerias. And, he makes the best pizza, right?
Well, we're eating one now, right?
So then to be politically correct, I really maybe shouldn't say that, right? So I had a client on that was listening to my show, heard me say that, and they held what? Do you guess? A pizzeria. And I kid you not, they canceled.
Oh.
Because I said that. Can you, Scientology, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You can learn science, the science behind human nature, right? Let's just say you know it. It doesn't mean you do it.
Yeah.
It's not what you know, it's what you do.
Yeah, you can know how to lay a tile floor. You don't have to do it.
Right. So knowing the knowledge of Scientology and how to be clear and how to be a better person doesn't mean you do it.
Correct. Okay. Ideally, you practice a tool that works, and if it works, you use it.
Right. That's the ideal. But the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results,
mm-hmm.
right? Or real insanity is knowing you're going to get the same results and doing the same thing.
Anyway. Yeah.
Right. Because I say that to you because where I'm at is from a personal standpoint, I'm hurting, right? But yet I know all the stuff that you learn to do, what is correct, right? Say from a spiritual standpoint, to keep it, you got to give it away, right?
Is one thought. Yeah.
One thought, yeah. Right? Yeah. Or this too shall pass, right? What we think is coming at us right now, just say to yourself that this too shall pass.
Time heals all wounds, things like that, yeah.
Right, and the acronym for time is Things I Must Earn, right? It's a good acronym.
Yeah.
So, and if you want to become a good piano player, you got to practice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And
golf.
Golf, anything. To stay in the zone. You want to stay in the zone.
Drill.
In golf.
Yeah.
Where they say, well, how do you get in the zone? Well, practice.
Yeah, practice.
So my question to you is, you can get a gut feel if someone has knowledge, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after talking to me, you'll know, hey, maybe this guy has knowledge about, proper ways to live life on life's terms, right?
Yeah.
But yet not do it.
Right.
That's where I'm coming from. I'm in a situation right now with, just where, I'm in a situation right now where, personally where, I guess I don't want to put this out there, but I just want to say to you, personally say a family member is being manipulated by a mother.
Mm.
And I'm not dealing with it correctly. And I know that, what you guys do there, right, at Scientology, and if you put the formula together, can make bring someone to peace.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And when you deal with family members, say if someone's being manipulated by a mother, right? A daughter, for say.
Never happens.
Never happens. And my daughter's too young to even know.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So I know in time, right? That's why when you said the word time, everything will work out.
Sure, but that doesn't help on the golf game you're in.
Right.
You got to drill. And in fact, even on the tools, if you know the tools for helping, say, you know, family upset, but you don't use them, well, maybe you haven't drilled them on your family. Maybe you've drilled them on other people's family and your family's too close to home. So
right.
I used to coach skiing a lot. And skiing, you find one thing that they want to drill, that they need to drill, and you put them on all sorts of different slopes, you know, flats and steeps and moguls and everything, and you drill that one thing until they're good at it. Because then they go on to the next thing and feel like, hey, I've already mastered this first thing. Now I can go to the next toughest thing.
Right.
But if you don't know how to handle family upset for your own family, then, yeah, you're destined to have a little bit of water in your own boat.
Right. Right. You know, that's like fear. Like if you want to look at fear as a boat, like think of water.
Yeah.
You're in a big ocean, right? And it's 100 miles all around you is water. And that water represents anxiety and fear. Impossible death. But if you're floating on that boat and you don't let the water in,
yep.
Even though it's hundreds of miles of water, either way,
you don't have to get into
You don't have to get into fear.
Yep.
So that's where I'm at, you know, emotionally, you know. So that's
Good luck with that, and definitely we'd be able to help you with some tools.
Yeah, so explain to me how Scientology, like what tools would you recommend?
Sure. Well, the Dianetics book is all about the mental, getting rid of your own mental baggage and understanding how it causes you to act weird when you know it's weird. You know, why am I acting this way when I know I shouldn't be, or, you know, whatever.
Right.
Turning right when I know I should be turning left, whatever. But there's basic tools. You don't mind. There's basic tools that are family-based on how to get in and say, okay, how do you communicate with somebody? In fact, there's a communications course. It's fantastic. And one of the drills is you have to communicate against the other person talking at you until your message actually gets conveyed. Perfect for New Yorkers. I had somebody doing that on me as a twin, twin up with, and you did it. And he was from Brooklyn, just throwing me, you know, all sorts of flack back in my face. And I had to just keep going until I actually got my message in against that. Or on the flip side, acknowledge it. You have to drill when somebody says something, and you can say, oh, yeah, I heard you. You don't have to agree with it. You just have to kind of drill
right.
Acknowledging it so they don't keep throwing it at you over and over again.
Right. You want to diffuse something, agree with it.
Yeah, you can. Well, but if you argue, state agreement. You don't have to be in agreement.
No, but I get that. That's like acceptance. You know,
yeah.
Acceptance is the answer to all my problems, right? When I'm disturbed, it's because I find some situation, some person, some place, a thing unacceptable.
Exactly.
To me. And I'll have no serenity until I accept that person, place, or thing being exactly the way it is at this moment.
Yeah.
And the reason why it's moment is because. And a day, like you ever heard someone, I had a bad day, but moment, like a moment ago, you guys weren't here.
Right.
And then I believe, like me sharing, even though it's over the air, which might be inappropriate, what's going on, but I just think based on what you do, it was trying to give people from the language of the heart the truth, what's going on, not some bull.
Good.
And so I was figuring you can use my problem to give the solution, right? And this is real. This is really what I'm going through.
What?
And I believe the more you reveal... the more you heal.
Absolutely.
Right?
Well, and to yourself as well.
Right. So like a problem shared is half solved.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, definitely.
Right.
It's nice to share it with somebody that's after the solution as well, not just after beating you down.
but I got something on a drill. You want to hear this?
Yeah.
Last year, 250,000 drill bits were sold. Did you know that?
No.
Did they want the drill bit or did they want the hole?
I'll answer that. Some of them wanted the drill bit just to collect them, but most of them functionally want the hole.
Right. So that's the purpose why I say that is like when for a salesman, is a salesman like me, I sell a coupon book, right? Ads or I sell radio time.
Yeah.
Am I selling the coupon book or am I selling the results from the coupon book?
Now, a good salesman sells the results
right.
Because then the person buying them can actually verify that they're spending money for anything. If they see somebody walk into the pizzeria, wherever right. that is, then they feel like, oh, good, one person in means at least, you know, 20 people or 200 people heard about it.
You know what I found out going back to me, because that's the best subject I like.
Oh, but enough about me. You talk about me.
But you know what? He sings songs, right? And I said, do you have a song that's me, 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 me? Because that's my song. But I take children are like dogs. You know, this is going to sound crazy, but just think of it this before you guys kill me. Like when a child sees a parent, like, you know, parents fight. Like
sure.
Everybody's seen that, their parents fight. Like a dog, if you watch, like my dog, when we would fight, he cowers underneath the table, so to speak. Like he sees that there's...
And animosity, and he cowers in fear.
And he hides.
Yeah.
Right? And I think children do the same thing in some sort of way.
Well, I've heard it, and I've proven it. Dogs are like children. So, I mean, you can say it either way.
Because yeah. I thought that was like insultive the way I was saying it.
Well, children maybe, yeah.
I wasn't trying to compare, but they have the same.
Absolutely.
Right, because they have the same response.
And they can pick up what's going on in the environment. They can pick up if somebody's happy or sad or ticked off.
So what I've been trying to do is not respond.
Mm-hmm.
Refrain from tongue and pen.
Yeah.
So to speak. Or now text.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Proofread and, what you start to respond and then delete.
And pause when agitated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? All these things I'm trying to do.
Which are good policies to handle causing more upset. Does it actually resolve the current upset? Well, maybe not. I mean, there's drills on being able to find... Actually, what you're saying about your acceptance, Hubbard created this non-religious moral code called the Way to Happiness, which is really helping down in Colombia on reducing crime and in even New York and in Russia and stuff. But if you can cause only what others can experience easily and be able to experience or accept anything that happens, you're happy.
Right.
So if you can, like you say, if you can be able to just confront and accept whatever's happening, then yeah, you've got enlightenment in the can.
But my point, what I guess was I didn't do any of the things I just said. Okay,
yeah,
that's what I was trying to say.
Well, that's just,
it's not what
just
you
like
know.
A golfer saying, you know, I know I should be doing this. Why am I not doing this? Right. We just got to go out and drill it some more.
And knowing that I was being unprofessional and knowing what's right from wrong, because in your gut you know right from wrong.
Sure.
Right, your belly-ometer.
Yeah.
But it really felt good to, like, all this stuff I was holding in. Let it out. Like, and everything that I could possibly think of, I let out. Right,
and it was like your belly doesn't work for the bellyometer. No belly will.
I resemble that remark. So that's the deal. So do you ever have it yourself too?
Oh, like, sure. You know, it's just knowing it doesn't mean you're perfect at it. Again, like just like golf, you drill, 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 and then you're like, okay, I know I can hit this sort of a shot. And then you go out and you get tired, or you start thinking about problems from the morning, or whatever, and then you don't apply what you know. Well, it just means you haven't drilled it in. Similar to a point of. You drill in driving until you don't think about shifting. You just shift when you need to.
It's internalizing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's drilling until you're professional level at it.
Right. I believe there's the mother to learning. You want to hear what I think the mother to learning is?
What?
One is impact, right? That's the first time you hear it, right?
Yep.
Then you repetitiously say it, repetitiously. Mm-hmm. You know, you go out there and you repetitiously say it. So you try to, and then... You utilize it.
That's the key.
And
that is the dropped out component in most universities. And in fact, Hubbard, when trying to teach people some of these things, said, why aren't people learning? Well, there's actually some other things. If you don't know words, like you don't look them up in the dictionary, you just kind of go blank on the page, which I did in Accounting 210 in college all the time. But that's one of the key things. But applying it, if you can't sit there and draw out how you're going to use this, this new stroke in golf or the thing I'm drilling in skiing, then it never gets used. So it's not a practical learning, just exactly what you said, which is a lot of reasons. Accounting doesn't get done. Languages, people take languages in school and never use them.
Right. Because and then what's the fourth one? You want to know?
I want to know what your fourth one is.
Oh, nah, I caught that. Not what it is, what you think it is. I caught that. Did you catch that?
I caught it.
Internalize, where you start to utilize the stuff, it comes second nature, and you start to internalize it.
Great word.
Right?
Great word. That's just what I mean. It's just a different way of stating drilling until your professional level.
It's another word for drilling.
Exactly.
And what's the
without
fifth?
The drill bits?
Without the drill bits, because do they really want the drill bit or do they want
the internalized?
You'll remember that one, right?
I will, absolutely.
And what's the fifth one?
Absolutely, I have no idea.
You're supposed to say, "Tell me,
tell me." I got no earthly
reinforcement.
Oh yeah.
Okay. See, what happens is, like, you study accounting and stuff, and you learn this, and you utilize it. You start to internalize it, and then you get away from it, and then a year goes by.
Don't use it.
You don't use
it.
You lose it when you don't use it. Yeah. So then you do step five is reinforcement.
Yeah, good point.
And that's the mother to learning. Okay.
M-O-T-H-E-R?
Mother.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, I got the mother on my line. Huh?
Yes. You do.
That mother. That's a joke.
I'll refrain.
I'll refrain from tongue and pen. So L. Ron Hubbard, okay, is... Scientology is considered. This is. Do you mind me going this way?
Not at all.
Is there any questions off limits?
No.
Okay. Right. Okay. Some would say that Scientology is a cult.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How would you answer that?
Some would say Catholic religion is a cult.
Okay.
If you look up the definition of a cult, they could be right. In all of the, you know, Baptist is a cult. Any group of people is a cult in one definition of the word cult. Now, some people think it's only the bad definition, you know, just like pizza. I don't know, maybe. Plate might have about five or six definitions. So which one are you operating on, you know? So, okay, so anybody could consider that radio, talk show, shock jocks are a cult.
Right.
And Howard Stern is the lead and yada yada. So that's how I would...
And I could be one, too.
Yeah, sure.
You know that? But I just choose not to be.
Well, I chose Howard. Just.
But I'm just giving you an example. I think shock jock
yeah.
thoughts.
Okay.
But I refrain because I just know that it's inappropriate. But I do know that if you do use it, mm-hmm. your listenership goes up.
Yeah.
It says, so to have a boring show, I'm not saying it's boring, but it could be to some.
Sure.
You get less listeners.
How much sex is in advertising? Just for the same reason, even though they know they would rather not.
And anybody that says it's not is a liar.
Absolute. Absolute.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Look at all the front covers, right? But then they say it's politically incorrect to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
So even when I'm designing ads and stuff and talking about stuff, I'm thinking that to myself, too, that this is the way it should be. And
there is what should be, and there is what is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's another thing for should. I don't should on yourself. See, that shock jock stuff.
You're
see?
Really,
I got it in.
You
see?
Really got to get your should together.
Right. Now, should I? You want me to do shock jock for about 2 minutes?
I thought you already started.
Anyhow, that's the deal. So we got a lady on the line here that would might have a couple questions for our about L. Ron Hubbard and Scientology. And... her name is Jill. Jill, you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
ask one of our leaders of Scientology, ask him a question. That was a joke.
Thank you.
What question would you have for someone that represents Scientology and L. Ron Hubbard and Dianetics?
Right. Well, I happen to be a Scientologist as well. I've taken many courses. So you mean you want me to give you a question that would be some question a person that doesn't
yeah,
have any familiarity?
Let's say, just go for you. How was it a benefit to you, actually? How did it change your life? Because it's all about change, right? It's all about being happier for longer periods of time, more often. And for me, when I'm at peace, I tend to make better decisions. When
That's
I'm calm.
True.
And generally, when I'm at peace is when I'm satisfied, right? And I'm in gratitude. Because when mm-hmm. I'm in gratitude, I tend to have a better attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So now tell me why Scientology makes you satisfied and be thankful.
That's a very good question. Well, for one thing, it's an applied religious philosophy. So there's so much information that's given where you read and you apply things in your life to improve conditions, no matter what area of your life it could be. It could be with children, it could be regarding work, relationships, your administrative, you know, efforts, you know, whatever it could be. And you apply it, and it's a workable technology that can that I found that has improved my life, and then I help other people using the same technology and show reference or something so that somebody can read and learn a little bit about how they can apply it to their own lives. So that, in a nutshell, it's very general, but just to give you an idea, it's something that you actually use that you can actually improve conditions.
Well, that's good. Conditions are important, right? What is the condition? And I guess, you know, for me, it's not just the condition, but what was my part in that condition? What was my part? Like, I'm in a condition right now, let's just say, with the mother of my child, who I feel is brainwashing my child, let's just say, for argument's sake. Okay, let's just go with that. It's hypothetical now.
No, yeah. I think you just gave the identity away.
Okay, it's a hypothetical question, right? It's all hypothetical, right?
If that were happening,
If that was happening, right? Stockholm syndrome. But if that was happening, right, then what we like to do is focus on the condition of what happened, but then what's important is what part did I play into that, which we don't like to do, and I noticed that when I would look into what's my part in it. Okay, like for me, you know, I'm out working doing a radio show. I'm out doing a coupon book. There's times where I wasn't home. So my part in it was I wasn't there, right? In other words, there's parts of conditions that we got to see what our cause, how we affected the situation and clean off our side of the street.
Right.
Because I look at it like a hula hoop. You know what like a hula hoop is? Yeah. Anything inside the... Well, that's...
I do. Have you danced with one lately?
Yes. I resemble that remark again.
Pardon
so,
me.
Jill...
They don't know what I looked at.
But actually, it is on camera.
Oh, good.
We are on. But the hula hoop, right? What's inside the hula hoop? That's my business. Anything outside the hula hoop is not my business, right? And the only person I can change is the person that's inside the hula hoop, right?
Right, but you'll find one thing in drilling these things, and Jill probably was alluding to it. If you're improving things, you're going to get bigger and bigger in your hula hoop, and so you can expand to help your family, your business. You can start to even look out to help like the community and even try and help the world or nature in general or whatever. So ideally, you're getting better and better and more expansive. And I don't know, Jill, what did you start into Scientology for, helping yourself or helping others?
Myself.
Yeah. Many people do, but that didn't get me interested. I went in because I was feeling like I was a total screw-up in life, and yet I started doing these Dianetic things on people, and every time I did them, they got better. They got through some emotional travail or got rid of some grief and they felt better. And so I thought, this is pretty good. If I can do this and it works every time, that means it's got to be something there. So that's what get me on is helping others.
I also want to point something else out, Brian. You were talking basically about the past, that you weren't there. And this is part of the reactive mind, not the conscious mind. These are the traumatic things that hold us back. In Celebrate Recovery, they talk about our habits, hurts, and hang-ups. In Dianetics and Mind Science, psychoanalysis, psychoanalytics, we talk about the conscious mind and the reactive mind. There's nothing we can do to change the past. So you try to tell yourself the future does not equal the past. And L. Ron Hubbard, I think, was the genius of
how to clear out that. Yeah, there's nothing you can do to change the past, but you can get rid of the baggage that causes you to
think about it. No, we don't regret the past either.
If you handle it, once you confront it and get rid of it.
Because you use it as a learning experience.
Exactly.
And then you can take that past also and teach others from your past.
Yeah. If you can delete out all the pain and hurt and in emotional whatever out of your own and start to file it away like, oh, yeah, well, I just have to do this different, then, yeah, you've learned from it. You can file it in your drilled.
You know, I really have had a breakthrough in this show, and I'm going to tell you what you said that was important. That I'm a great man. Oh, no, you didn't say that. Oh, wait, maybe I thought you said that. No. So, no, you said something where I could be more of service to others the better I get at being who I am to myself. I can have a true freedom and a new happiness. And by me being that in my hula hoop, I can spread that to others.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you can get bigger, bigger in your hula hoop. And really, on the flip side.
That better be a big hula hoop.
on the flip side, you can't save a drowning man if you're drowning. So half of it is you just make sure you're improving as well as your family, your group, and on out through these ripples.
Right, you can't give away what you don't have.
That too.
Right, right. If you don't have happiness and joy, you can't give out happiness and joy.
Yeah.
Right? You spot it, you got it.
Yep.
You know, that's another line,
that's
too.
That's right.
Look at half of New York. If you give out antagonism, you get antagonism.
That's it. So that's pretty neat stuff, huh? It's life. It's being at peace. Intuitively knowing how to handle situations that used to baffle us.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good word, intuitively. We're going to have a song sung here. And tell us a little bit. We're going to stay here. We're just going to do a little... this song is being sponsored by the Static. But this song is being sponsored by the Scientology. Can you give your phone number and stuff? And
yeah, you can reach us at 727-501-9996. 727-501-9996.
There you go. And you're looking for the solution to life. And if you're looking to be happier for longer periods of time more often, and if you want to have peace in your life, you want to have gratitude and be satisfied and have less anxiety, because that's a key word there, less anxiety. And to me, the key to having less anxiety is to be satisfied.
Absolutely. Well, and actually, anxiety stomach is a key symptom that a lot of people come to. Like, I got to handle my terror stomach, my anxiety. And usually Dianetics is the best way to delete the past that's causing that.
And what I think you should do, too, is, like, I see these shows, like, they talk about Dianetics and stuff like that, or anything.
Yeah.
You know, share how it works. Even, like, I see info commercials. Oh, they buy the book and you'll learn.
Right.
In other words, I like to tell people right on the air why they should do it, and then, okay, still buy the book.
Case in point, first person I ever did this on, she was afraid of birds. I mean, for some weird, irrational fear. So we did about two or three different sessions of an hour or two each. And she comes back and said, I found a parrot at the bar, and I was able to touch him, hold him. Didn't cause me any fear. I mean, that's not going to cause her to, you know, become president, but at least she's not afraid of birds.
Coming over your fears.
Yeah.
Well, you know what the acronym for that is I got? You know, say what it is.
Please tell me.
Like you just said, false evidence appearing real.
Ah, that's good. Good.
Or future events appearing real.
Yeah.
Those are acronyms for fear.
Good.
Know. There's others, but those are the two I like. We're going to sing a song. This is being sponsored by Scientology, Dianetics, L. Ron Hubbard.
And the Bel Air Mission, which is down in Bel Air.
And the Bel Air Mission. And if you can sing along, we'd appreciate it. Out there in listening land. In the last 2 minutes, I'm going to do Shock Jock with Ed. Just think about me and Ed. I always say it every show. Me and Ed. Ed, you my buddy now?
Sure, Brian.
You talk too much, Ed.
He's your flat man. Yeah.
No, he used to be.
Straight man.
No, be real with you. We were mortal enemies.
There. He's going to tell this felonious story every week. So just let me play back last week.
And now we're best of friends. He's my bud.
He's going to sing the song, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Frank Pizza.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart her with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. Oh, in other words, I love you.
That's it. Great, great audience here.
Wow, Frankie's in the house.
Great. Excellent. Thanks.
Yes. So, what'd you think of that, Jill?
Nice. Nicely done.
Okay. I have a, you know, testimonials are important, right?
Mm-hmm.
In like Christianity, we would call it witnessing, right? Or testimonial is what, Jill, you're given, right? Of how, where you were at and where you are now. Right? The journey, some say enjoy the journey. Is more, if you can enjoy, realize that you're in a journey and that you're not at going to a destination. So enjoy the journey. So testimonials about where you were and where you are now is a good testimonial. That's the whole purpose of it, of that, where the solution came from. And if you don't mind, I would like this gentleman to give a testimonial. You can put this on, too. Sit down.
All right, great. Well, here. Hi, my name's Scott.
Hi, Scott.
And first of all, for all the listeners out there, I want them to understand that when you become a Scientologist, when you enter the study of Scientology and begin with Dianetics and whatever courses are recommended through an audit, you don't leave your religion behind. I'm still a Christian.
Absolutely.
People who are Scientologists are Buddhist. They're Muslim.
Yeah.
They're Christians.
They're Jewish.
Jews. They're from all over the world. They have their own cultures, their own languages, and their own religions. Scientology, I read Dianetics about 35 years ago, and L. Ron Hubbard, being an explorer, I hunted treasure for a while, being an author, I'm a writer, has always been a hero of mine.
Right.
Also, the world should know that he had the most effective management system ever devised.
Tried and true.
Mm-hmm.
And I could go on and on. But rather than hero worship, let's get practical here. In the springtime, I had suffered from depression for a number of years, and I was frequenting spring break, spring training, which meant I traveled through downtown Clearwater a lot, which I have. And I took a look at everything Scientology does. I went up Fort Harrison to where all the orgs are. The architecture, the quality of the people, the quality of the videos that you can go in the information center at the corner of Fort Harrison
and Cleveland
and see for free. Help yourself to some coffee in there. Study the principles and the creator. Everything told me that everything I had ever heard in the local media, we won't name any names, was probably wrong. And so I took an audit. They recommended I study relationship course.
Mm-hmm.
So I paid only $50 and began to do two things: shed toxic relationships and improve, cultivate, and initiate new relationships in my life.
Good for you.
In my former life, before I had kids and got married and quit the road, started making beans for money around here for the past 15 or 20 years. I was in the motorsports business and then transferred into television because the skills of building a racetrack quite naturally translated into production management.
Hmm.
I quit that. But 15 years ago, I decided when I came back I wanted to be the greatest producer that ever was. While Katy Perry was singing at the halftime show, shortly after beginning my studies of, you know, everything about Scientology, I thought of the history of the Super Bowl halftime show 50 years, and we're in negotiations to be an entertainment attorney with the National Football League because they feel it's a piece of NFL history, sports history, and entertainment history that has to be told.
So you're gonna produce that?
I'm the creator and executive
That's
producer
great.
With no skin in the game.
Oh, that's great.
Because it was my idea. I got there first. Now, I don't know exactly what an executive producer does, but I is one.
You will learn.
Yeah. but I've been
great.
A producer. I did some Super Bowls for NFL Films International.
Great.
Because I'm so broke I can't pay attention, I go out to the grouper docks occasionally and do a grouper offload for 3 or 4 hours. You shovel ice and throw slimy fish in a brailer for $100 because the crewmen just want to get off the boat and get drunk. So they each give the captain of the fish house guy $100. And they said, Scott, we feel cheated. Why can't we have our own reality show? We've been watching crab, tuna, lobster, and swordfish for years. And so I trademarked the name Mad Grouper. And we're going to mic up and go pro 7 or 8 boats next year.
Good luck.
Put terabyte drives on laptops on board and log everything that's funny or...
Not the Deadliest Catch.
No, this is Deadliest Catch meets Duck Dynasty. This is a comedic... These guys do nothing but go out and smoke marijuana and drink beer and fish for up to 2 weeks at a time. We're going to capture all that live. I've already consulted public affairs at the Coast Guard, etc. But these are the things that I've done. In the midst of that, I'm at the Brown Box or Madeira Beach. Man hits me up and says he's got Clearwater Beach, the movie. I sign the non-disclosure agreement. I read the screenplay. He tells me he needs less than $1 million to make the movie. Now I'm the executive producer of Clearwater Beach, the movie, but that's for another show in the future. Those are just some examples of what's going on with me
well done.
Since I began my study.
Well done.
Wow, that's fantastic. Nice wins.
Yes, so that's pretty cool. A testimonial of how...
It can improve.
You know, the best way I can describe it when you see stuff like this is a caterpillar, right? What is the most ugliest... insect. Would you say a creepy crawling caterpillar, a light slimy caterpillar?
Turns into a nice butterfly, though, or moth.
Yes.
Did I steal your thunder? Sorry. Everybody was figuring that in.
So here it is. When you get into Scientology, right, you're this slimy caterpillar.
You don't have to be the ugliest insect at all to want to improve. I'll just say that.
Okay.
You could have a little slime, and everybody does have a little bit of caterpillar in their back.
But I'm just talking about me then.
Okay.
So I'm the slimy caterpillar, creeping and crawling, right? And then I get in touch with Scientology, right? And they say, oh, we have a better way. And then I go into this cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
And what comes out?
Tell me.
You're learning. Marion, tell me what comes out.
The better of you.
A beautiful butterfly.
A butterfly, yeah.
Right, and it's the most colorful, beautiful butterfly. So how does the caterpillar turn into the butterfly?
Oh, it's applying some of the tools, seeing if they work for you. Because nothing is belief. I mean, none of this anywhere is belief. You take the tool. You see if it works, like, you know, trying a new vitamin. If that vitamin makes you feel better, oh, I'm going to keep doing this.
Right.
And you use the tool. And if you stop using the tool and you know you shouldn't, well, then you know, well, I got to do something to get that tool back in. But so it's a process of you test it out, see if it works for you, see what works for you, use more and more of that. And then you come out, you know, bit by bit out of your chrysalis, which is what the cocoon is.
The chrysalis?
Chrysalis.
That's a good word.
Yeah, it's a great word.
Can you spell it?
No, earthly. Wait, Chrysalis, I think. Don't quote me on that.
But chrysalis, that's a good word.
Yeah.
So the chrysalis is the...
is the cocoon that you break out of in as a moth or whatever, yeah.
I'd say a beautiful butterfly.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
So what do you think of that, Jill?
I think it's very good.
Can you give us... Okay.
Well put.
That was
well
my
put.
Analogy. Of Scientology.
I love that analogy. I think it's a really great one.
You give me one.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know if this is an analogy, but, you know, a lot of times people think that they, when they go through something, that they change and they become something else. But really what happens is you strip away things that aren't you and you become you.
Right.
Yeah, I liken it to basically turning the dial on a radio and cutting out all the static and leaving just you, K-John. You know, it's like, okay, mm-hmm. let's cut out all the static out of my life and just have myself.
You got one?
Yeah.
A song?
No. Oh, with the analogy. Give us an analogy. I want with the caterpillar.
I don't have one of Scientology.
Okay, you have one? Okay, I'll give you another one. Imagine two masks, right? Mm-hmm. One mask is who I portray to the world, who I really am. And the other mask, on the other hand, which is right and left, is who I really am, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're two different people. Because I want you guys to believe stuff that's not true about me, even still today, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So then when I have that true freedom and happiness is when I can be really who I am, right? And then the masks come together, right? And now there's not two masks, there's one.
Right. You know, part of that is being able to know who you're actually with in order to show the true mask. Because one of the things learned and that Hubbard learned is not just internal. It's if you're in a bed of vipers, you don't relax and show them your true, you know, mask.
Right.
You actually put up some steel walls and make sure you get out of the bed of vipers. So you marry a non-viper, and then you can actually show your true mask.
Right, and that's what I did. I married a viper.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's what I did.
Wow.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
That's the pits.
That's the pits. I'm in, yes. So that's the deal. That's what it is. And then, and the only person I can change is me.
No, actually, if you find yourself in that situation, as many of us have, there's a chance that even the person that could be a viper, if they want to agree on improvement and they try a tool and they improve a little bit, then you both, you know, use that vitamin and you both feel a little bit better, or use that tool in a book and you both feel a little bit better, and you move towards this ideal of perfection, which is unobtainable, but it's still, you know, if you're moving towards becoming better and better parents, say, then they can come upbeat and they can be less of a viper, etc.
Right. And sometimes too is I have this analogy of a tuna, right? How do you become a big tuna?
Maybe it's a tuna.
Yeah, you know what the difference between a guitar and a tuna is? No. You can't tune a tuna. But you know how you become a tuna fish? I mean, how the tuna becomes a big tuna?
No. Tell me.
He's good. Okay. Like the viper, she'll know things that can push my buttons,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's not important what people say or do to you, right? It's what is important is how you react to it,
yeah.
right? So when she says these viper things toward me, if I don't react, you know, I believe you teach people how to treat you, right?
Yeah.
So now
they'll
stop.
Yeah.
So how do you become a big tuna is you don't take the bait.
There you go.
Right.
Good point. Yeah. In fact, on that communications course I was talking about, there's a whole drill, a secondary drill, that you sit there and you let somebody try and push your buttons and they can say anything at you. And if you react and get angry or start to cry or whatever, then they have to just keep working on it until you can actually take it and know that it's just somebody talking smack and you don't have to react.
Right.
So it takes it down to an easier gradient, like bit by bit, better improvement.
Right, and that's what life's about.
Absolutely.
Right, and that's the adage, never let them see you sweat.
Well, it's acceptance. If you can accept anything, then you're never going to react and you're set.
But it's important with it. Again, just want to say one thing about acceptance. Acceptance is true, but that doesn't, you got to take a call. But that doesn't mean you have to approve of it.
Exactly. You just have to accept it.
You accept it doesn't mean you approve it.
Right. Do you mind if I take that?
Okay, go ahead. So anyhow, we're going to sing another song. What's the second song?
Once in My Life.
For Once in My Life. This song. Okay. I would just like to say Frank's Pizza, Restaurant and Pizza, 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin. The number one pizza. They have free delivery. Their phone number is 727-216-6963. They're on 1600 Virginia Street. That's Frank's, with a plural, Restaurant and Pizza. And this song is being sponsored by Frank's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Keep baking them, Frank. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed for so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of. Long before I knew someone warm like you, I could make my dreams come true. For once in my life, I know sorrow won't hurt me, just like it hurt me once before. For once I have someone I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I've got love, I will make it. For once in my life I have someone. In my life. By the way, this is dedicated to my wife, Debbie. She's right beside me. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I've got love, babe, I'm gonna make it. For once in my life, I have someone. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Ah, she needs me.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
And you know what I was thinking about too? Is like your children need you too. Not just,
you bet.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even know it. Like, sometimes teenagers can be know-it-alls, and they think they don't need you. Like, they know it all. But they really don't even know what they don't know. Right?
They don't.
So tell us a little bit about your wonderful wife over there.
We knew of each other in high school. And that was back in 1970. But then we discovered each other. We were in drama class together, a couple other classes together. But we actually discovered each other about a year and a half ago. And we had to talk every day. Okay, good old Facebook. We takes credit for that. We had to be in contact every day. And she was down here in this area, and I was in the Akron, Ohio area. And we just had to be together. I moved here in October, a year ago. We married just 6 months ago. We found each other. We're two creative people. We're writing songs now together. We have this reality show called Breaking Barriers. And life is wonderful.
That's wonderful, huh?
Well done.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and that's what we've all been talking about. It's about happiness, you know? And you can just see, like, the love that you guys have for each other. You know, but it's only been 2 years. Wait till you get to 14. That was it, Joe. 4 minutes left. 4 minutes. So what are we going to do for 4 minutes, guys?
I'm not singing.
Why don't we have silence, right? Let's let's try something new on radio. It's called meditation. And how many people?
And can't have silence because a little thing called the silent alarm goes off.
Yeah, it's called dead air.
You're bored. I fell asleep.
But I just think we can do meditation. What do you think? Is Scientology?
Well, then hum or something.
No, there's no meditation, Scientology. You actually, you are able to confront things and do things. There's not sitting and having things done to you necessarily.
No dead air, Brian. No, but what I'm saying is, you know what? I don't know Scientology.
That's fine.
Does Scientology believe in prayer and meditation?
There's no belief in Scientology. If something in your...
Is it a religion?
Sure. Anything that deals with some spirit is religious, period.
Right. Okay. So it is a religious.
And if you're in religion, if you're in Christianity and want to go Orthodox Christian and you want to pray, hopefully this will give you tools to be able to do that easier, better, less distracted, less anxiety, whatever.
And much like Alcoholics Anonymous, you take what you want with Scientology and you leave the rest behind. It's your choice. The door swings both ways. And you can get involved in volunteering for the different organizations, the volunteer ministries who do work such as Red Cross type work during disasters. Sure. A lot of people have no idea how much good the Church of Scientology is doing in the world.
Yeah, huge. But that's like anything. I mean, anything you drill it, if you use it, great. If you don't, well, maybe it hasn't worked for you. It doesn't mean you have to believe it.
And the most, I think, when you do good, though, is you continue to take personal inventory of yourself, right?
Yep.
But when you do good, seal your lips. In other words, I have trouble with that. Like if I do something really good and kind and help someone, I have trouble.
Telling your wife?
The viper. I have trouble not bragging.
Yeah, I understand.
And I wish I could be more of a giver anonymously.
Well, because you feel better when you do better. When you do good, you feel good.
Why is it that someone would have trouble keeping it anonymous? Is that ego?
No, it's all sorts of reasons. But you can hire.
Maybe you're just excited about it. You want to share it with others that you're real happy with something that you achieved that was beneficial to somebody else.
I'm going to start a game. You ready? You guys all want to do it?
Yeah.
And the next time you come back, Jill, you're in on the game.
Okay. And before we go, can I give my want to let you finish, but can I give my little spiel?
No. Okay. This is about me. Okay. Jill, we got 1 minute. You get 2 points if you do good and don't tell anybody. And you get 1 point if you do good and that person knows that you did good for them. And you can't tell anybody how many points you have until next week's show. So you get 2 points when you do good and don't tell anybody and they don't know. You get 1 point if they know. Go ahead, Jill. Tell us about what you do. Quick.
Okay. In a nutshell, I convert old family memories, any kind of old media that wants, to be put onto current media like CD or DVD, and we do it right here locally. So, anything that you want to save as far as old family reels, like 8mm, Super 8 reels, or
what's the company name?
799-3100. We transfer old home reel and videos and cassettes.
And it's Total Tape Services.
Love you, Jill.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Ukraine crash reporter conviction. I'm Chaz Henry. 15 months after Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 fell to the earth in eastern Ukraine,